Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Studio 54 Zeit Club. That is a Johnny Davis short show title from his suite of 1900s trends. Studio 54 was a big deal in the 70s, I think, based on all the articles that have been written about it. I think it was like the one place where cocaine was legal. Like, it seemed like everybody was just doing drugs and all the famous people were there. And I am Jack. And that over there, well, that is super producer Trisha Mukherjee.
Hello.
Hello. How are you
Hi,
doing?
Hi, Jack.
Hi,
I'm
Trisha.
I'm doing great.
Hello,
how are you?
Trisha. I'm doing good.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining. You were on an episode before, but this is your first time just going head to head. All right. Well, lucky for you, the big trending thing as of this recording is Kevin Durant. Are you an NBA fan at all?
No.
No. Okay. So Kevin Durant is one of the best players in the history of basketball. He is a 7-foot guard, basically. He can shoot from anywhere on the court, and he is 7 feet tall, and he is also cool. Anyways, I love him. He's probably the player I am most rooting for right now because I'm an NBA fan who mainly roots against the haters, and there's a lot of haters against him these days. And he went to your Brooklyn Nets, right? Mm-hmm. You live in that area.
Close enough.
Formerly the New Jersey Nets, which I do think is closer to your origins.
Yes.
And it didn't work out. Didn't work out so good. He teamed up with Kyrie Irving, who sat out a bunch of time. He teamed up with James Harden, who demanded a trade halfway through the season. So he has demanded a trade, which anytime one of the five best players in the league is up for grabs, it gets exciting in the world of the NBA. And another interesting kind of contextual thing for me as an NBA fan is that this was Like we are in a new era of NBA misinformation where like there are three main people who like report news, like report, like there's Woj who like gives people Woj bombs, which is like the big piece of information that he knows before anybody else, and you know it's going to be accurate because he is always right. And then there's Shams, and then there's one other guy, and they've started getting things wrong for the first time, like ahead of the draft. They were like wrong about stuff, and so my theory is that like the stakes got too high, and much as the CIA did like at the beginning of the Cold War, like started investing in counterintelligence where they would seed misinformation with the other side. And so I'm curious if we're going to see more and more misinformation. They didn't have the first draft pick in the latest NBA draft wrong. I do think they seem to be in agreement that KD is asking for a trade and the Nets are honoring his wishes. So now it's a matter of where he goes. Supposedly the two teams that people seem to agree on are the Suns, the Phoenix Suns, the Miami Heat. And then some people are saying that my Philadelphia 76ers are also in the mix. I have not seen that be reported from a reliable source.
Okay, good. They're just trying to trick you.
They're trying to trick me into having hope.
And, yeah.
yeah. So... anyways, yeah. This is a story that I will be following closely because I just want to see KD get on the right team and put all the haters to sleep personally.
Well, that sounds fascinating, Jack. Thank you for enlightening me.
Now you know
about
you know?
Basketball. Yeah.
There you go.
Now I know how to look out for the misinformation
there
and
you
to
go.
Be on my guard.
That's right. Joe Biden. So this is, speaking of misinformation, I think that's what this story is. There's like, so he has indicated repeatedly, like he has every intention to run again in 2024. And then Kamala Harris in her CNN interview was like, he will be running and I will be his running mate. And then like there was this moment where she like came to the back of Air Force Two and was like, hey, so could I actually revise that statement? So if he intends to run. And so the weirdness of her coming back and personally like softening the statement, I think made everybody think, okay, that must mean that he's not actually planning or he's less certain that he's going to run.
Well, I'm sure the moment she said it, she just realized, oh no, this would be a terrible idea. Man. We gotta fix this before it goes out of hand.
In the realm of most stressful people to watch talk and like regret their word choice in real time, like that is truly a powerhouse ticket. Like watching Biden and Harris talk and like be like kind of like trying to figure out how they're going to end a sentence and like it's, you know, you don't know how they're going to land the plane, and oftentimes they don't. And like they are, I have much more faith that that she misspoke than I do that they are actually going to do the right thing and not run. It seems to be specifically like that there are trigger words that set off requirements for Biden to establish a formal campaign with the Federal Election Commission. So saying Joe Biden is running for re-election and I will be his ticket mate, full stop, seems to indicate that they need to then like file. And so I think what she came back was just like, hey, I didn't actually say that. Like you actually misheard me and your recording equipment is broken.
It's broken, right? Yeah, well, I mean, I guess given the fact that they're just trained to make promises and declarations that they never follow through on, like it's really something to hear
right.
go back and say like, actually, never mind.
Oh, and never mind on any of the stuff that we said during the previous election. Is it too late for us to go back and do that?
Right.
My big thing, the thing that makes me wonder if we will see them not run or not be the only option for people who don't want to vote for fascism, is that I do think it's looking less likely that he'll be like the mainstream Republican pick. I also don't think he will then just decide not to run. And so if that ticket is split up, then I feel like the Democrats might, I don't know, they'll probably still run Biden and Harris, but then maybe a fourth party candidate comes in and makes things interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. We'll see.
I guess it would just be such a shame if the same thing that happened in 2020 happened again, where Biden just takes us front and center stage and then no one has any option but to vote for him for fear of something worse. But like no one wants him to be there. I wish he'd understand like this is not his time.
Right. Yeah.
It's not. He's already gotten it once.
Yeah.
Stand back.
You had your time. I also feel like there's a thing where I think it's more and more like when you look at the approval ratings of every president, it seems like we are in a new era where nobody likes the president and like nobody's happy with the job the president is doing. Granted, that's probably because they never do anything because they structurally like can't really do anything anymore other than like kind of be a ideological figurehead. But the like low approval ratings, the fact that like, you know, we did have, you know, W win re-election and Obama win re-election, but those were like incredibly close things for presidents who during their first terms like started with incredibly high approval ratings. W after 9/11 was like, you know, one of the most popular presidents in modern history. And then, you know, for very good reason, he became much less popular. But I wonder if we're entering a new era where like not running the incumbent candidate, like where that accepted wisdom that like you got to run the incumbent, being an incumbent is the best like thing that you could possibly have is actually not the case anymore. Because I do think people hate the president now more than ever.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
So another loose theory, another reason why they should think about maybe walking it all the way back and all the way back to we're not going to run at all.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about Ketanji Brown Jackson, who has been sworn in.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back. And yeah, Ketanji Brown Jackson, 4N.
Yay!
Is on the Supreme Court.
That is so exciting. It's just with everything recently with the Supreme Court, this is just a victory and a very big victory, I would say, despite the fact that the rest of the world around it is pretty fucked up right now. I saw the pictures of her being sworn in, and she looked so happy. She was smiling the whole time. And yeah, I mean, it says that it's taken 232 years and 115 prior appointments for a Black woman to be selected to serve on the Supreme Court of the U.S. So this is a victory that we can actually celebrate after a long time.
It is a victory we can celebrate. And it's nice that 1/9 of the Supreme Court was not part of the Supreme Court that just like demolished the country.
Right.
Not that there's anything she could have done necessarily to stop it, but at least one little ember of hope.
So also speaking about the Supreme Court, they did one good thing, which is that they ended the Trump era Remain in Mexico policy, which essentially made people who are trying to come to the U.S. from Central and South America wait in Mexico while their immigration cases were being processed. And this was a terrible, terrible policy for many reasons. One was that people who had no affiliation with Mexico, no prior connection, just had to wait at the border for an undefined period of time as they were just waiting for like our very slow bureaucratic immigration system to even tell them anything. And so people are living in very dire conditions. So now that that policy is being rolled back, again, it's a small victory in a really big uphill battle for immigration activists. But at least now people can come in the U.S. and don't have to just wait along the border in pretty bad conditions. Not that it's necessarily that they'll have a much easier time in the U.S., because despite Trump being out of office, ICE is still very active and kind of making the lives of immigrants hard. But yeah, it's just one step.
Right. I mean, and we talk about the ruling in favor of air pollution on tomorrow's episode. But yeah, this does seem like another glimmer of light in the inky blackness of space that has been the recent news cycle. This is a sad day would have been a sad day for me in my 20s. I'll say that because it looks like they are bringing an end to the dollar slice pizza in New York. I lived off of pizza for my entire 20s when I lived in New York. I think I put the percent of calories I currently consume being peanut based at like 40% on today's episode. I would say percent of calories I consumed in my 20s was 80% pizza based.
Yeah.
For the entire time that I lived in New York City because it was cheap.
Yeah.
And I was poor as fuck.
I'm currently in my 20s and living in New York City, and I would say 80% of my calorie intake is probably pizza based as well, and specifically dollar pizza. And in fact, it's been increasing because groceries and like vegetables and fruits and anything else is so expensive. It's just impossible to buy. So I've been eating even more dollar pizza. And now dollar pizza has not become dollar pizza anymore. It's $1.50.
$1.50 pizza.
Yeah, it doesn't just roll off the tongue like dollar pizza. But no. I came back from abroad and suddenly all the stores are selling it for $1.50. I asked one of the dollar slice pizza guys, can you just sell a smaller slice for $1 to maintain?
Just get a half for 75 cents.
Yeah, to maintain this institution. And he said no one will buy it. So I think, especially in New York, like there's a lot of immigrants, a lot of Bengali and Bangladeshi people who work at these stores. And I think the inflation is hitting them really hard. So if you're in New York, go buy some $1.50 slice pizza.
Yeah. Cinema and Manchin are trending. Both Manchin and Cinema's position on preserving the filibuster hasn't changed in light of the Dobbs ruling or Biden calling for Congress to eliminate it in order to codify Roe v. Wade. Their spokespeople tell me, I actually just copy and pasted that from a news article. They didn't, I didn't reach out to their spokespeople for a comment, but they told whoever wrote that news article. But let's make them vote on it, you know? Fuck them. Like, it's unbelievable. Like, it's, yeah, I don't know. Like, they, because they said, like, well, they lied. Like, they said, you know, they're like, they broke the rules. They're not allowed to, but then they won't use the rules to overturn it because they're not acting on behalf of the people that they represent. They're acting on behalf of corporate interests and conservatives.
Yeah, it's just so incredibly frustrating that two people can take so much away from so many people, especially people that they're namely representing.
And finally, just a little daily piece of evidence that we should eat the ultra wealthy and it would be the best thing possible for them is something called Hampton's bladder. So Gawker is reporting on this, that ultra wealthy New Yorkers are getting bladder surgery and Botox to avoid having to pee on the drive up to the Hamptons, which it's causing them to be like mad at each other because they like carpool and they won't stop for each other if one of them has to pee. It's just like a level of boredom that is like pathological. And so I don't know, their world is just so small and sad. And wouldn't it be the best thing for them if suddenly the state of New York just made it legal to hunt them? Like, wouldn't they suddenly, they would be like, oh my God, this is so exciting, and would forget about Hampton's bladder. Like, they, at some level, they have to be among the most miserable humans who have ever existed.
Yeah, this is absolutely, I don't know, I'm just shocked. There's a quote that says, I can't tell you how many arguments I personally get into. I've lost 3 friends because I'm the driver and refuse to stop for them, said one Hampton's bladder survivor.
Jesus.
What is a bladder survivor if you've elected to get surgery?
I think that's Gawker being funny. Yeah.
But it's so real. Like,
yeah.
And it's like, you know, when people ask the question, like, what would you do if you had fuck you money? And these people are like, I would get bladder surgery so I don't have to stop at the bathroom.
Yeah. In the US, it's like, no, oh, there's nothing to do other than just like hang out with other people who have fuck you money and be the most boring, limited person, because what you are doing by having that much money is immoral. And you are like just finding ways to just only hang around other people who have the same weird problems as you.
I wish them luck, I guess, and seamless drives to the Hamptons, and hope that they do something good with their money.
Yeah, they move on to something else. Yeah, bladder Botox, which decreases urinary frequency for women, and then the other one, prostate artery embolization, involves inserting a small scope through the urethra and using a special needle to inject the drug. That is what they are doing to get more seamless drives to the Hamptons.
So. Oh, that sounds terrible. Who would go through that by choice instead of literally just pulling over? There's so many places to pee. Like,
also you're having to, because like the point that this article makes is that one party never having to pee actually causes issues because other parties do have to pee. So it's almost like a flex where you're like being like, no, we're not pulling over. You can piss my, you know, warmed seats back there. I will not pull over. And then I will tell everybody the story about how you soiled yourself because I'm impervious to the urge to go to the bathroom.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Anyways, cool society that we have here.
Glad you're in good company.
Yes. Well, Trisha, truly a pleasure having you on this trending episode. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
So I am actually not on social media. I have decided to take care of my mental health.
That is so smart.
But I have made some podcasts that you can go and listen to. If you search People, Place, Power in Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, you can listen to my show, which is about activism around the world and how people are creating change in their own communities.
It's really
unlike the people we have in the White House right now.
Yeah, it's really good. Everybody should go check it out. All right, you can find me on Twitter at @Jack_O'Brien. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine, get the booster if you can. Also, go to podvoices.help to find out what you can do to help people affected by the overturning of Roe by the Supreme Court. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.